Hello, this is Aileen Turcios, your host for the EDBE 3053 Second Language Acquisition Podcast. In this session, I go over myths and misconceptions about second language learning using Barry McLaughlin's article. In today's episode, we will look over the third myth. The more time students spend in second language contexts, the quicker they learn the language. Now, for this statement, I can totally understand as to why this myth is so popular. If we think about it in the context where an adult is moving to Asia, before he moves, he will most likely be preparing himself with phrases and sentences that he will need in order to accommodate to the country's language. But once he lives there and time goes by, he will be able to put more words into his vocabulary and be able to better accommodate in his situation. So I assume that the people believe that the same would go for a child who is in the learning context. It is important to mention that this kind of context does exist, which is known as structured immersion. As mentioned by McLaughlin, this kind of structure is made for English language learners to which they receive the instruction in English, but they also have ESL support on the site as well. Because of this, as mentioned previously, it is easy to see why people might believe that this will help a child learn the second language quicker. But in fact, research states the opposite. As a study done by Cummins, Ramirez, and Ramey demonstrates that students who were in a bilingual program and were still exposed to the first language at home had the same level of skills as the students who were a part of an English-only program. McLaughlin then goes to explain that withdrawing the support of home language too soon is not advised, as its evidence shows that oral communication skills in a second language may be acquired within 2 or 3 years. Furthermore, it may take up to 4 to 6 years to acquire a proficiency level. In this section named What Does It Mean for the Teacher?, McLaughlin says that teachers should not limit the child from talking in their home language. In fact, they should be supportive of it. He then explains the positive outcome of the bilingual program. As the child develops their language skills in English while still being able to use their home language at home and in school. Another positive thing that comes out of a bilingual program is that it helps students participate more in activities and in the classroom because they will be comfortable while still learning English. McLaughlin provides more evidence to support this by explaining that children in bilingual programs acquire as much English as children who have more exposure from an early age. Not only that, but it shows that the child who is in bilingual would have more of an advantage as they are bilingual over a student who is taught only in one language. If I were to give out the example where in a very diverse community they're looking for a worker, the student A, who only knows English and very minimal of his home language, between student B, who knows both English and his home language, a contractor will most likely want student B because they have two languages. They're able to talk and conversate with families that know his language, whereas student A can only have conversations in English. So being in a bilingual classroom, or at least having that support at home of talking their home language at home, will provide better advantage to those students than just fully immersing into an English-only program. McLaughlin ties this section by giving us the site to immersion program. While the first half of the section is spent on focusing on the cons of this kind of program, he then explains that immersion program also has benefits from the exposure to the foreign language. The key to the success of children in immersion programs is that families should continue to support and develop their child's first language skills. After reading, I have once again learned something new. Before the reading, I wasn't so keen on immersion programs because I believed that the cons outweighed the facts. I think that the major point is that all families should continue to speak to their children in their home language, and they may not know that. Or the teachers may not know that it helps develop their skills in both languages, or believe in this myth and prefer the children to only speak in English. I was also able to notice how bilingual programs are great, because it allows the student to not forget about their home language. In fact, they push the students in both languages, which I think is amazing, and it serves them in the future, as mentioned by McLaughlin in the article and by the example that I provided previously. Not only that, but it shows that students are more open to being engaged and participating in the classroom. This is probably because they feel comfortable and are able to speak in the language they feel most comfortable with as well. Lastly, this showed me the important role that the family have on the English language learner, because the evidence showed that the importance of the family continuing to conversate with the child in their home language. It made me realize how my role is to make sure that I'm letting the parents know how they should continue to talk to their child with their first language, because it will help them progress in both languages and it will be a benefit for them in the future. I hope that you enjoyed this week's episode. I will see you in the next one. Bye.